Penguin Audio presents Collapse by Jared Diamond, read by Christopher Murney. A few summers ago, I visited two dairy farms, Hull's Farm and Garter Farm, which, despite being located thousands of miles apart, were still remarkably similar in their strengths and vulnerabilities. Both were by far the largest, most prosperous, most technologically advanced farms in their respective districts. In particular, each was centered around a state-of-the-art barn for sheltering and milking cows. Both farms let their cows graze outdoors in lush pastures during the summer, produce their own hay for feeding the cows through the winter, and increase their production of hay by irrigating their fields. The two farms were similar in area, a few square miles, and in barn size, Hull's barn holding somewhat more cows than Garter barn, 200 versus 165 cows respectively. Both farms were located in gorgeous natural settings that attract tourists from afar, with backdrops of high snow-capped mountains drained by streams teeming with fish. Those were the shared strengths of the two farms. As for their shared vulnerabilities, both lay in districts economically marginal for dairying, because their high northern latitudes meant a short summer growing season in which to produce pasture grass and hay. Because the climate was suboptimal compared to dairy farms at lower latitudes, both farms were susceptible to being harmed by climate change. Both districts lay far from population centers to which they could market their products, so that transportation costs and hazards placed them at a competitive disadvantage compared to more centrally located districts. The economies of both farms were hostage to forces beyond their owners' control, such as the changing affluence and tastes of their customers and neighbors. On a larger scale, the economies of the countries in which both farms lay rose and fell with the waxing and waning of threats from distant enemy societies. The biggest difference between Hull's Farm and Garter Farm is in their current status. Hull's Farm, a family enterprise in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, is currently prospering. But Garter Farm, the former manor farm of the Norse Bishop of southwestern Greenland, was abandoned over 500 years ago. Greenland Norse society collapsed completely. Its thousands of inhabitants starved to death, were killed in civil unrest, or in war against an enemy, or emigrated, until nobody remained alive. Yet when Garter Farm and Norse Greenland were at their peak, their decline seemed as inconceivable as does the decline of Hull's Farm and the U.S. today. In drawing these parallels between Hull's and Garter Farms, I'm not claiming that Hull's Farm and American society are doomed to decline. Instead, my trips to Hull's and Garter Farms during the same summer vividly brought home to me the conclusion that even the richest, technologically most advanced societies today face growing environmental and economic problems that should not be underestimated. Many of our problems are broadly similar to those that undermine Garter Farm and Norse Greenland, and that many other past societies also struggle to solve. Norse Greenland is just one of many past societies that collapsed or vanished. By collapse, I mean a drastic decrease in human population size and/or political, economic, social complexity over a considerable area for an extended time. How could a society that was once mighty end up collapsing? What were the fates of its individual citizens? Did they move away, or did they die there in some unpleasant way? Lurking behind this romantic mystery is the nagging thought, might such a fate eventually befall our own wealthy society? Will tourists someday stare mystified at the rusting hulks of New York skyscrapers, much as we stare today at the jungle-overgrown ruins of Maya cities? It has long been suspected that many of those mysterious abandonments were at least partly triggered by ecological problems, people inadvertently destroying the environmental resources on which their societies depended. This suspicion has been confirmed by discoveries made in recent decades by archaeologists, climatologists, historians, paleontologists, and palynologists, pollen scientists. The processes through which past society...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?